Hello, my name is John Phillips, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Saturday, December 27th, 2025. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died. As we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Luke chapter 23, verses 25 through 56, and offering my devotional thoughts on this passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. As the soldiers led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For the people do these things when the tree is given, what will happen when it is dry?" Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine and vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was written a notice above him which read, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, for the sun had stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Today's devotion is titled, "God's Plan Revealed, From the Cradle to the Grave, From Christmas to Easter." Christ didn't come to live on earth without a purpose. He didn't come to slum it with the riffraff like other gods. Christ's purpose was clearly foretold before his birth. The Old Testament is full of prophetic proclamations of his birth, ministry, death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Key prophecies that proclaim the birth of Christ include Isaiah 7:14, Micah 5:2, Isaiah 9:6, thanks for that earworm handle, Genesis 3:15, and 2 Samuel 7, 12 and 13. His ministry in Galilee was foretold in Isaiah 9, 1 and 2. Later, Isaiah would foretell of him healing the sick and afflicted in Isaiah 35, 5 and 6. In the book of Psalms, the writer prophesied that the Messiah would teach in parables. The prophet Zechariah in chapter 9, verse 9, foretells Jesus' triumphal entry on a donkey, which was fulfilled in Matthew 21, 1 through 11. Jesus' suffering and death were foretold in Isaiah 53, 3, in the passage known as the Suffering Servant, saying he would be despised and rejected by many. Zechariah chapter 11, verses 12 and 13, even foretells that Jesus would be betrayed by Judas for 30 pieces of silver. God, in his deep love and wisdom, signaled his desire and plan to reconcile us and end the necessity of ritualistic sacrifices. God knows that our sin and rebellion have kept us in darkness, blinding us to his love and keeping us selfishly focused on our own needs and desires instead of loving and serving others as he commanded. John chapter 1, 4 and 5 says, "In Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." He shines a light on our sin and the darkness of its curse. With his death on the cross, the light of the world dispelled the darkness of sin, just as the light of the angels shone on the shepherds on that first Christmas, announcing the arrival of the promised Savior who came to take away the sins of the world. The good news of the gospel is that it is for everyone. Luke's gospel emphasizes that Jesus came for the marginalized, sinful, outcast, and outsider, starting with the shepherds in Luke 2 and culminating with the criminal and centurion in today's reading. We are charged as Christians to go and make disciples of all nations in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. In Acts 1, 8, Jesus told his followers that they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. We are commanded to bring the good news of Christmas and Easter to people worldwide. Everyone we meet needs to see Christ's love for them in our words and deeds. Will you pray with me? God, thank you for being the God of prophecy, of Christmas and Easter, the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the light of the world that dispels the darkness of sin. Forgive us of our sins. Bring us into full fellowship with you. Help us to see others as you see them, to show your love to them, and to be a witness of your love, grace, and mercy to the whole world. We pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.